Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about being strong in the Lord and walking in victory. And how do we do that? How do we become strong in the Lord so that we may walk victoriously in this life? The battles we face are spiritual, not physical. The first point we looked at was to be strong in the Lord requires communication with God. Requires meditation in His Word, spending time with God in prayer. Second point we looked at was obedience. To be strong in the Lord requires obedience. Obedience to His Word, not allowing sin in our lives. The third point we looked at was to be strong in the Lord requires a faith in Him. We were looking at illustrations from the Old Testament. At the close yesterday, I spoke about just briefly mentioned the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel, the third chapter. We have that account. But I think I'd like to pick up on that this morning as we look at that. And I'd like to read a little bit to you out of that, from that portion of Scripture there in Daniel, the third chapter. We have the account here of how King Nebuchadnezzar, who was a world power at that time, the leader, king there, and he set up a golden image, and he required that all of his cabinet members, all his officials, governors, and so on, bow down and worship this image. And Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego were a part of that government there. They were, I'm not sure what positions they had, but they were, I think, maybe governors or something there in his kingdom there. But anyhow, in this account here in Daniel chapter 3, we have the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They would not bow down and worship this image. Now, they could have made all kinds of excuses and said, you know what, because the requirement was that they bow down and worship this image, and they could have said, well, you know what, hey, we can still bow down, but we don't have to pray to that thing. We can pray to God, and we still bow down. I mean, you know, that way we won't look so stupid standing up while everybody else bows down. Oh, no, they wouldn't do that, and neither should have we either. When they found themselves in the presence of Nebuchadnezzar, things got worse. He was really, really angry with them. And like I said, they could have made all kinds of excuses there about how they could have done this or done that, and it wouldn't have looked so obvious. But they obeyed the Lord God. They would not bow down. They would not disobey. And they just simply believed God and trusted God to take them through whatever they faced. So they got hauled in before King Nebuchadnezzar. They did not bow down, and he was furious. I'll read here. Daniel 3, verse 16 says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And here these three young men were, in the face of being thrown into this burning fiery furnace for not bowing down to this golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. They were very clear in their response to the king. King, our God is able to deliver us. But know this, even if he chooses not to deliver us out of your hand and we perish, know this, O king, we are not going to serve and worship your God, your image. And that just made King Nebuchadnezzar just furious. The Bible says his visage was changed. We know how God did indeed deliver those men and spared them, spared their lives from the fiery furnace. God showed himself strong in that situation because they believed in him. And I'm convinced that today God wants to show us his power in helping us through our battles too. God has intended that we live up. God has not intended that we live up, then down, and then up, and then down, and then down, and then up. But God wants us to be strong in the Lord and walk in the power of his might. Are you strong in the Lord? Are you experiencing God's power in your life every day? Are you obedient to him? Are you communicating with him? Do you have faith in him? Those are all important aspects of being strong in the Lord. You cannot be strong in the Lord without them. You cannot walk in victory without them. It requires communication with God. It requires meditation and prayer, communication with him. It requires that we are obedient. It requires that we have a faith in him. Let's obey the Lord. Let's communicate with him. Let's have faith in him, folks. Let's be strong in the Lord and walk day by day by day in the power of his might. Learn to rely on his strength, not on our strength, not on your strength. It doesn't work. And I know that many of you know that. But let's learn to walk in the power of God's might, God's strength. Cry out to him, just like the children of Israel needed to do when they were faced with an enemy, faced with a problem. Lay it out before the Lord. Say, Lord, this is what I'm facing. This is where I'm at. I can't handle this myself. I need your help, and I need it now. And I tell you, God will meet you with that kind of honesty and sincerity in your prayer. God will meet you, and he will help you through. I guarantee it on the authority of his word. Folks, may the Lord bless you. Be strong in the Lord and walk in the power of his might. God bless you abundantly.